Now it's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader Matiria Ture.
I guess the first thing that we wanted to talk about today is that the Green Party last week launched a Māori caucus tour. So that's a national outreach tour to engage with the Māori communities that kicked off last week. What is the kind of party's aim with this?
Well, we just want to get around and talk to people about what's going on for them. We're really proud of our Māori caucus. Over a third of our caucus are Māori. And we expect to stand in most, if not all, of the Māori seats at this election, which will be the first time for the Greens. We're really proud of the work that we've done. We've been very consistent advocates for Māori over the last 15, 20 years. And we want to get out there and talk to people about what's happening with us and what's happening with them.
Great. And you said you're going to be visiting some key centres across Aotearoa. How did you come to decide where to visit?
Really, it's a matter of kind of what can be organised in a short period of time. So we've been in Whangarei, and that was fantastic. We're going to Auckland and Christchurch. We'll be over in Gisborne on the east coast, and you know, as many other places as we can manage. We've also got, because we've got MPs standing in most, standing in most of the Māori seats, I'll be doing my own tour of Te Tai Tonga as the candidate there later in the year. So, you know, this is just the first step towards more deliberate and more direct outreach to Māori communities around the country.
And now, obviously, the Greens are in partnership with Labor, and they've announced that their Māori MPs have opted to go electorate only and not seek list places. Mm-hmm. Why is there this difference here? Why have the Greens taken the alternative route?
Well, we are a party that relies on the party vote to be in Parliament. So we seek the party vote. It is our primary vote that we ask voters for, and we're really clear about that. The Labor Party, they've made their own decision, and you know, that's up to them to decide what is the best strategy for them. But for us, we need to stand in the seat because it's the best way that we have of connecting with the community and getting access to meetings and electorate meetings and things. And so we stand, and when we do, we talk about the Green Party vision for the country and say the best way to support the Greens is to give us your party vote and to give your electorate vote to the person you think best represents you. Sometimes that will be the Green MP, sometimes it might be others. In the Māori votes, in the Māori electorates, they tend to split their votes quite a lot between the party and the electorate person. So I think we'll see a lot more of that too this time.
Right, and so moving on from that now, there's been some newly released footage from inside Pike River. What is the Green Party's kind of policy opinion outlook on that?
We've always said that the body should have been brought out, that it was a huge mistake of the police to hand over the responsibility for the site back to the company. The police needed to retain control over that site, and government, John Key's promise to go in and bring those men out should have been met. It's clear now that it was possible to go into the site quite soon after the disaster. So that footage is only a few months after the disaster. The families were told that it was impossible and unsafe for people to go into the site. That was clearly untrue. So they feel, and I think rightly, that they've been lied to. And the company has not had to take full responsibility for what happened there. And now the site still is in the hands of the company, not in the hands of the police. So it's actually incredibly difficult for these families to have any confidence that they will get justice. I think they're right to feel that for all of these years now, it's been, you know, it was 2010 that it happened, that they've been lied to about how unsafe it is to go in.
And Workplace Minister Nick Smith and the Prime Minister Bill English have said that they hadn't seen the video earlier today. What do you make of that?
Well, somebody is not telling the full truth and not giving out the right information. I mean, the ministers should have seen it if they haven't, and they should be asking very serious questions about why not. The police and the government now need to work together to get access to the site and to go in. I mean, if it is safe to go in, then people should be going in and getting those bodies out. That was the promise made to the Pike River to the Pike River families. I mean, there's no excuse now for saying that it's unsafe or impossible, because it's clearly possible. Two people went in and came out again. I mean, there's the I think the lies and the cover-ups that have been told about this are really distressing for those families, and they deserve much better.
And just lastly, how do we go with workplace safety about preventing the next Pike River?
Well, there's been some work done on that, but it's not just, I mean, and we've been really strong advocates for workers and their union being heavily involved in the rules around safety for mines, but also for other workplaces. You know, there's still a huge number of deaths in forestry and agriculture sectors, for example. We've just had Workers' Memorial Day last week, where, you know, more and more of the names of people who've died in the last year, let alone the last 10 or 20, have been read out and acknowledged and remembered. So the first thing to do is to make sure that it is workers and their unions who are involved in the safety decisions, and that government has really strong regulations and strong enforcement to make sure that companies are held, have to meet those safety standards and are held to full account when they fail.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Matiria. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All good. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was Matiria Ture for the Green Party. The Wire.